Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jayam Sakaram Kuparibhraja Kachaja Sattara Sattasana Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Kodhati Jaya Ananda Kodi Vaishnavindati Jaya All glory to the Ashamal Devotees. All glory to the Ashamal Devotees. All glory to the Ashamal Devotees. and black and white, and so on. The whole civilization is going on this bodily concept as well. Although there is advancement of learning, many universities and educational institutions, but nowhere this subject matter is discussed or taught what I am. Rather, they are still more misled by giving their education that you are born in this land, you must feel for your nation, you must act for your nation, or the so-called nationality is taught. But nobody is taught actually what he is. The same position was for Arjuna. Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. There was a fight that is the history of Later India, Mahabharata. It is called Mahabharata. This Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Mahabharata means Greater India, or Greater Planet. So, in the history of Greater India, there was a fight between two cousin brothers, the Pandavas and the Kurus. The Pandavas and Kurus, they belong to the same family, known as Kuru dynasty, and at that time, 5,000 years ago, the Kuru dynasty was ruling all over the world. Now, what we know as Bharatvarsha is a fraction only. Formerly, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. Before that, some thousands of years ago, this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. But there was a great emperor whose name was Horab. After his name, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. But gradually, in due course of time, this will become disintegrated from one unit, just like we are not experienced in India. Say 20 years or 25 years ago, there was no Pakistan. But somehow or other, there is another division of Pakistan. So actually, long years ago, there was no division of this planet. The planet is one, and the king was also one, and the culture was also one. The culture was Vedic culture, and the king was one. As I told you, that the Kuru dynasty kings, they ruled over the world. It was monarchy. So there was a fight between two cousin brothers of the same family, and that is the theme of this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield. In the battlefield, we have got very little time. In this Bhagavad Gita was spoken when the two parties met on the battlefield, and Arjuna, after seeing the other party, that the other party, all of them belong to his family, all family members, because he was high-vision cousin brother. So he became compassionate. And he said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna,
I go face to face. That my cousin brother enjoy the kingdom, I cannot kill them in this fight. This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna induces that you are a kshatriya. It is your duty to fight why you are behaving from your duty. According to Vedic system, there are four classes of men in the society. Chatur Varna Maya Sistam Puna Karma Vibhara. Human society must be divided into four classes of men. Just like in our body, there are four different departments. The brain department, the hand department, the belly department, and the leg department. Who is there only? He is the body, he should be maintained. Then you must maintain properly your head, your arms, your belly and legs. The proper. You have heard many times the caste system of India. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. This is not artificial. It is natural in any society to go, not only in India, in any other country, these four classes of men are there. Intelligent class of men, administrator class of men, productive class of men, and liberal class of men. It's all is by different names. But there must be such division. As I told you, there are divisions in my own body, the brain department, the arms department, the belly department, and the leg department. All the things, they belong to the arms department for protection of the people. So, formally, the kshatriyas, kshatriya means one who gives protection to the citizens from being harmed by other enemies. That is called kshatriya. So, our point is that Krishna informs Arjuna that why you are deviating from your duty. Do you think that your brother or your uncle or your grandfather on the other side will be dead after fighting? No, that is not the fact. The point is that Krishna wanted to teach Arjuna that this body is different from the person. Just like every one of us, we are different from the heart and soul. Similarly, we living entity, soul, is different from the gross body and the subtle body. This is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. People do not understand it. Generally, people understand that this is body. That is conveyed in the Shastra. Dasyatma buddhi kunate pidhatake sadhik kalatra disuhoma ijyadhi jati sabuddhi salile natarhiti jane suyavikyesi saira gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. Anyone who is living on the bodily concept of life, dasyatma buddhi kunate pidhatake. The bodily concept of life is meant for the animals. The dog does not know that he is not this body, he is pure soul. But a man, if he is educated, he can understand that he is not this body, he is different from this body. How he can understand that we are different from this body? That is also very simplified method. Yes, you find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, देहिनस्मिन् तथा देहि सोमानजोगमनजरा तथा देहान्तरम् प्राप्ति हीयस्तत्त्वमनुयति देहिनस्मिन् देहे इन् दिस् बाडी एज देयर इज सोल देहि देहि मीन्स् दि पोजिशन् आफ् दिस् बाडी एंड लेट दिस् बाडी इफ यू आस्क मी व्हाट दिस काइंड समटाइम्स यू आस्क मी A child. What is this? He say it is my head. Similarly, if you ask me or anyone, what is this? Everyone will say it is my head. Nobody will say I. So if you systematically analyze all parts of the body, you say it is my head, my hand, my finger, my leg. But what is I? Mind is spoken when there is I. But we have no information of the I. We have simply information of mind. That is called ignorance. So, the whole world is under this impression of taking the body as a self. Another example we can give you. Just as some of your relatives, suppose my father has died. Now I am crying, oh, my father is gone. My father is gone. But if somebody says, why do you say your father is gone? He is lying here. Why you are crying? No, that is his body. That is his body. My father is gone. Therefore, in our present calculation and seeing your body, you are seeing my body, nobody is seeing the actual person. After that you come to say, oh, it is not my father, it is my father's body. You see? So we become intelligent after death. And why we are living, we are in ignorance. This is the modern situation. While living, just like people who have insurance policy to get some money. So that money is received after death, not during life, sometimes during life also. So my point is that so long we are living, we are in ignorance. We do not know. What is my father, what is my brother, what I am. But everyone is under the impression, this body is my father, this body is my child, this body is my wife. This is called ignorance. See, who study the whole world, during time, everyone will say that I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. But if you ask him, actually, are you so? But because this body is Hindu, Muslim or Christian, because by accident the body is produced in a society of Hindu, Muslim. Or the body is born in a particular country, therefore you say, I am Indian, I am European, I am this and that. But when the body is there, at that time we say, No. The person which was within the body, that is wrong. It is a difference. Just try to understand how much ignorant we are. We are all in ignorance. This hesitation is wanted because people, by this ignorance, they are fighting one with one another. One nation is fighting with another. One religion is fighting with another religion. But it is all based on ignorance and not this one. Therefore, Shastra says, Vishata Buddhi Kunapeti Bhati. Shastra Buddhi Kunapeti. This is a bag of bones and muscles. And it is manufactured by three Bhati. Bhati means element. According to hybridic system, Tapa Pitta Bhati. Material. So therefore, I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of God. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the basic thing. Try to understand that you do not belong to this material world. You belong to the spiritual world. You are part and parcel of God. Mahayamansa Jiva Bhuta in the Bhagavad Gita, God said that all living entities are my part and parcel. Manasasthana Indriyani Prakitisthana Tarsati. He is undergoing a great struggle for life under the impression, under the bodily impression that is this body. But this kind of impression or understanding is animal supervision. Because the animals are also eating, sleeping, having sex, intercourse, and defending in their own way. So if we also, human beings, if we are engaged with all this business, namely eating, sleeping, sex, intercourse, and defending, then we are not better than the animals. The special prerogative of the human being is to understand what I am. And this body has something else. Actually, I am not this body. I am giving you so many examples. And still so. But at the present moment, every one of us is busy on this understanding that I am this body. Nobody is working on the understanding that he is not body, he is spirit soul. That's a try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to educate every man without any distinction. He do not, because he do not take consideration of the body. The body may be Hindu, body may be Muslim, the body may be European, body may be American. The body may be defined, time. That's why you have got a dress. Now, because I am in saffron dress and you are in black clothes, that does not mean we can fight together. Well, you may have a defined dress, I may have a defined dress. So there is no reason for fighting. This understanding one has to put in mind. Otherwise, it is a civilization of animals, just like in the jungle. There are animals, there are cats, dogs, jackals, tigers, and they all are fine. Therefore, if we really want shanti, shanti means peace, then we must try to understand what I am. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching everyone what he is actual. That is his position, is everyone's position, not only my, your, everyone, even the animals. They are also spirit form. They are also Krishna claims that Sarvajani Sukantiya Sambhavanti Mutayala Tathana Mahajani Brahma Ahamati Gosadatita. Krishna claims that I am the sweet living father of all living entities. Actually, this is the fact. If we want to study the origin of creation, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like the father gives the seed within the womb of the mother, and the seed grows its particular type of body. Similarly, we living entities, we are our part and parcel of God. The God impregnates this material nature. And we come out with this material body under different forms. There are 8,400,000 saptas. Jalyana Lakhani Savara Lakhani Sati. There is a leaf. Everything is there. So, our present situation is that the whole civilization is going on under the wrong impression that everyone is the body. That is not the fact. Therefore, the Krishna Kirtan, the Hare Krishna movement, it has got a special effect. It is, don't think this Hare Krishna movement is ordinary sound vibration. It is spiritual vibration. It is called Mahamantra. Mahamantra. Just like, I do not know in your country whether the snake chanters in India. Still, there are many snake chanters, enchanters, I'm sorry. So, they chant a mantra, and a man, a snake victim can be revived to consciousness. Anyone, an Indian present here, they know. Still, especially at this, in Punjab, there are many snake enchanters who know how to chant the mantra. If it is physically possible, that a dead man, of course, and a man who is bitten by a snake who is not dead, he becomes unconscious. He is not dead. But by the chanting of mantra, he comes to consciousness. Therefore, it is a system in India, if a man is bitten by a snake, he is not a dead. He is not taken as good body. He is floated in some light boat and given to the water. If he gets chance, he will come out again consciousness. So similarly, we are at the present moment, due to our ignorance, we are sleeping. We are sleeping. Therefore, to awaken us, this mantra, Mahamantra, is required. See the doctor imagine, just like these boys, these European boys and girls, who are along with me, have got about more than 3,000-4,000 disciples like that. They are chanting Hare Krishna, and not that physically they are chanting. They are fully convinced. If you talk with them, they will talk very nicely on philosophy. Everything is same as the same man. So how they are doing? 4 years ago, they did not know what is the name of Krishna. Perhaps they might have seen in the English dictionary the name of Krishna as stated as Hindu God. But actually that is not the fact. Krishna is the name of God. Krishna means the all attraction, all good. All attraction means he must be good, otherwise how he can be attracted? If bad, someone who is bad, he cannot be attracted. Therefore, Krishna, this very word means all attraction. He has got all the good qualities, all the opulences, so that he is attracted. That is the right description of a right nomenclature of God. If God has got any name particular, it is full in everything. That word is Krishna. It is a Sanskrit word, but it indicates Krishna means God. In the Shastra it is said, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. And Parama the Supreme. Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is the instruction of Vedic literature. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian, a religious movement. It is a scientific, philosophical movement. Try to understand. But the process is very simple. The process is by chanting this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We are not magicians, but we ask our students simply to chant this transcendental vibration and he becomes gradually free of all bodily things within the heart. This is our point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expressed, he has given us the instruction, Chaitanya Marjanam. Our whole travel in this material world is due to misunderstanding. The first misunderstanding is that I am this body. And actually, every one of us, we are standing on this platform, the bodily concept of life. And because the basic standing foundation is mistaken, therefore, whatever we are creating, whatever we are understanding, we are all mistaken. Because the basic platform is missing. The fact that I have to draw this mistaken idea that I am this body. That is called Kriya Tattvana Marganam. Creating the I'm thinking I'm this body, but actually I'm not this. So we have to create this misconception. And that is very easily done. I simply chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is practical. So our request is that everyone of you, if you kindly take our instruction to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are not losing anything. But the goal is very much. We are not charging you anything. Just by Radha, if you give some mantra, they will start. But we are freely distributing. Everyone can say. Even the children, they can say. There are many children in our society who chant and dance. It does not require any education. It does not require any pride. Simply, if you chant, why do not make an experiment and see by chanting? That is our reason. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. One may object. Why should I chant your Hindu Krishna's name? So, we don't say that Krishna or God, God has got many names that he has made. It is not. God is unlimited. Therefore, he must have unlimited names. But this Krishna, that is very perfect, because it means all aspects. You can discover God is great. That's all right. How is great? That is another understanding. So, if you think that Krishna is the name of Hindu God, that's why it's chanting. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, if you have got a name, another alternative name of God, then you can. Our only request is that you chant the holy name of God. If you have got any name for God, you can chant. In it, you can. That is your purpose. Ram Namakari Mukhudan in the Sabda Sakti, Tatrantika Niyamikas Marane Natal, Eta Drishi Tarupita Bhagavarnama Ti, to those who do Sameha, Saminaga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that each and every name of God is as powerful as God. Because God is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference between his name from that time. Nothing is different from God. That is absolute knowledge. Observe that. So, if you chant the holy name of God, that means you are directly in touch with God. Because the name is not different from God. Try to understand. Similarly, if you touch fire, it will act. If you do not know or know what is the quality of fire, it doesn't matter. If you touch fire, it will act. Similarly, if you actually chant the holy name of God, it will act. The example is, just like you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warm, warmer. And gradually, it becomes red hot. By the association of fire, the iron rod becomes fire. Iron rod is not fire, but by association with the fire, it becomes as good as fire, so that when it is red hot, you cut anywhere, the iron rod will cut. Similarly, if you keep yourself always in touch with God, then gradually you become godly. You do not become God, but you become godly. And as soon as you become godly, then all your godly qualification will come out. This is the fact. Try to understand. We are part and parcel of God, every living entity. You can study God, what is God, by studying yourself. Because I am part of the flesh. If there is a bag of rice, If you get a true grain of rice is seed, you can understand what quality of rice is there in the bread. Similarly, God is great, that's all right. But if we simply study ourselves, then we can understand what is God. It's like you take a drop of water from the ocean, you can understand what are the chemical composition of the ocean. You can understand. So, that is called meditation, to study oneself. Whatever he finds has actually studied himself, then he can understand God also. Now, take for example, what I am. When you meditate upon yourself, you can understand that you are an individual person. Individual person means you have got your own opinion. I have got my own opinion. Therefore, sometimes it's different. Because you are individual, I am individual. And because we are all individual, and part and parcel of God, then God also must be individual. This is as I am a person, so God is also a person. God cannot be imperfect. If we say God is the original Father, Supreme Father, the Christian believers believe, all other religions believe, and we also believe Bhagavad Gita. Your sister says, all of you the Bhagavad Gita, I am the original Father of all humanity. So, if God is Father of all living entities, and we all living entities, we are individual persons, how God can be imperfect? God is perfect. This is called philosophy, this is called logic. Now, here, in this place, we have got a feeling that we want to love somebody. Anyway, even in animal kingdom, a lion also loves they serve. Dinner is there. Prey, what is called prey. So therefore, this loving affair is there also in God. And when you come in contact with God, our dealing will be quickly on the basis of love. I love Krishna or God, and Krishna loves me. This is our exchange of feeling. In this way, this time for God, without reading any Vedic literature, of course that will help you. If you are deeply studying what is God, you can understand God. Because I am a sample of God. I am a particle. Just like the particle of gold is gold. The drop of ocean water is also salty. The ocean is also salty, you can understand. Similarly, by studying our individuality, by studying our propensity, we can understand what is God. This is one thing. And here, God personally presents himself, Krishna. He says, Sada Dadahi Dharma. Saintly devotee, and to kill the demon, I appear. But mind that, God is of absolute. Either his deliverance of the devotee or killing of the demon, they are the same. Because we learn from the Vedic literature that demons who are killed by the personality of Godhead, they also go to the same salvation, liberation point. Because he is killed by God, he is touched by God. So, it is a great time. It is not a sentiment, it is based on philosophy and authorized Vedic literature. So our only request is that you try to take this movement very seriously and you will be happy. For happiness, there are three things to understand that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram Jabbhagavadham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Jyatyamam Shanti Nichyati. You have to understand only three things. Then you become peaceful. What is that? That truly first thing is that God is enjoyer. I am not enjoyer. But here our mistake is, everyone is thinking I am enjoyer. But actually I am not enjoyer. For example, because I am part and parcel of God, just like my hand is part and parcel of my body. Suppose the hand catches one nice food cake, nice palatable cake. The hand cannot enjoy. The hand picks it up and puts it in the mouth. And when the mouth it goes into the stomach, when the energy is created by eating that food, that is enjoyed by the hand. Not only by the hand, this hand also, the eyes also, legs up. Similarly, we cannot enjoy anything directly. If we put everything for the enjoyment of God, and then when we take, participate in that enjoyment, that is our holiness. This is the philosophy. We don't take any Bhagavat Prasada. Bhagavat Prasada. Our philosophy is that we prepare nice pushka and we offer to Krishna, and after he has eaten, then we take it. That is our philosophy. We don't take anything which is not offered to Krishna. So we are saying God as the supreme enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. We are all Samadhi. So Bhutkaram Jagdhutakusam Sarvalopu Maheswaram. And God is provider of everything. That's it. Now suppose such big ocean. Are you provider? We are claiming that I am proprietor of this land or this sea. But actually before my birth, the sea was there, the land was there, and after my death, the sea will be there, the land will be there. When I become proprietor, that's why in this hall, before we enter this hall was existing, and when we leave this hall, the hall will exist. Then when we become proprietor, if we falsely claim that sitting here for 1 hour or half an hour, we have become proprietor, that is false impression. So one has to understand that we are neither proprietor nor enjoyer. Bhutkaram Jagat. God is the enjoyer and God is the proprietor. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. And Sridhar Sarvabhutanam. He is the best friend of everyone. He is not friend only of the human society, he is friend of the animal society. Because every living entity is God's son. How he can be otherwise sitting man in somewhere and animal in another way? No. God is actually perfect friend of all living entities. If we simply understand these three things, then we become peaceful. Immediately. Bhutkaram Jagdhutakusam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridham Sarvabhutanam Yatta Mam Shanti Nichyati. This is the process of shanti. You cannot establish. If you say that I am the only son of God and the animal has no soul and let us kill, that is not a very good philosophy. Why not? But the thing comes up possessing soul. The thing comes up as a thing so is the same four formula. Eating, sleeping, letting and deciding. The animal also busy in these four things. We are also busy in these four things. Then where is the difference between animal and me? Yeah. So everything has a clear conception in the philosophy of Vedic literature. Especially they are summarized in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Our only request is that you become God first. This is the opportunity. This human form of life is the only opportunity to understand what is God, what I am, what is my relationship with God. The animal, we cannot invite cats and dogs in this meeting. That is not possible. We have invited human beings. Because they can understand. So, the human being has got the prerogative to understand. Durlabham manasam yanda. Therefore it is called durlabham. Very rarely he has got this human form of life. If we do not try to understand in this form of life what is God, what I am, what is our relationship, then we are committing suicide. Because after this life, as soon as I give up this body, I will have to accept another body. And we do not know what kind of body I am going to accept. That is not in my head. You cannot order the next life making a king. That is not possible. If you are actually eligible to become a king, later I will offer you a body in the king's house. You cannot. Therefore, we have to work to get the next bigger body. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva patade imam kitrin janti kitrin kutaha bhutani janti bhute cha marjajino ki janti mam. So, if we have to prepare ourselves in this life for the next body, why not prepare yourself if for a body back to home, back to body? This is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching every man how he can prepare himself so that after leaving this body, he can go directly to God, back to home, back to God. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatta deham punarjanman neti mameti kontriya. Tatta deham, after giving up this. If you have to give up, I may not like to give it. We love this body, but I will help. That is nature's law. As sure as death. Before death, you must prepare ourselves. What is next body? If we are not doing that, then we are killing ourselves, committing suicide. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to save the humankind for being heavily injured by the wrong consciousness of bodily concept of life. And the simple method is simple, by chanting the 16 words, or if you are philosopher, if you are scientist, if you want to know everything individually, philosophically, we have got big books like this. You can either read books or simply join with us and chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Thank you.
Our spiritual master has finished his lecture. If there are any questions on what he's been saying, don't worry about the dress and marks on the forehead. That we can answer for you later. But about what my spiritual master has been saying, if there are any questions, you can put up a hand and I'll convey the question to my spiritual master. If you have a question, just raise a hand. Okay. Yes.
Do we believe in reincarnation? She wants to know if we believe in reincarnation. This lady.
It's not believing, it is a fact. It is not the question of belief. It is a fact. Yes. To go back to Godhead means you don't get this material body. So long you get this material body, you have to change. That is a material nature. Anything which is material, it has got a depth of birth, and it has got a depth of annihilation. And in the Bhavidya, there is growth, there is existence. So this body, not only this body, in this material world, It has started this upheaval and it will be annihilated. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhukta bhukta praliyate. It comes into manifestation once and again it is destroyed. This is material existence. When you go back to home, back to Godhead, you haven't got to accept this material body. Your spiritual body is already there within this material body. And in that spiritual body, you can exist along with God. That is the highest perfection of life.
Are there any other questions? Yes? Yes. He wants to know more about those who are asleep and those who are awake in our eyes. What is a sleeper and who is awake?
One who is not Krishna conscious, but God conscious, he is sleeping.
He said that one who is not Krishna conscious, not God conscious, he is sleeping. His real life is asleep. So being awake, in the true sense, is to know my relation with God. That is true life, eternal life.
The Vedic invention is uttishtata, jagrata, prapta bananibodata. You take up, you have got this chance of human form of body, you take advantage of it. These are the Vedic instructions. Uttishtata, get up. Be awake, jagrata. Be awakened to understand your identity. Therefore, one who is not trying to understand his identity, spiritual identity, he is sleeping.
Yes. How can we know ourselves in Krishna consciousness? How can we know ourselves through Krishna consciousness?
That we know, as they have known, these boys, these girls, they had no idea of Krishna 4 years ago. Now, they are fully Krishna conscious. So you should follow their process, you will understand what is Krishna.
Alright. Take one more. Yeah. Well, I couldn't quite follow you. I couldn't hear you, Mr. Simpson.
Why don't you come forward? Come here.
Very loudly and very simply saying,
I come here and take off with you. Come here.
Thank you.
what is the contradiction?
Well, his question is, why must we do something to become God when we're already God?
You're not God. You're God. That's the opposite. Do you know what is God? How you are God? God is the controller. Are you controller? You are control. But our control cannot be God. God means controller. Anyone who is controlled, he cannot be God. Anyone who is controller, then he is God. Therefore, you are not absolutely controller. You are both controlled and controller. But everyone is. Just like you are controller in your family, but you are controlled in the office. Similarly, everyone is dualistic. He is controller and controlled. But if you find somebody that he is only controller, not controlled, that is wrong. You are part of control, part of God, means you have got little power of controlling, but that you are not absolute control. First of all, you have to attack him. Whether you are absolutely controller or you are controlled. First of all, you answer this question. Are you absolutely controller? Therefore, nobody is absolutely controller. He is controlled by the laws of nature. How is absolutely controller? You are controlled by death. You are controlled by birth. You are controlled by disease. You are controlled by voluntary. How do you become controller?
So if you have further discussion, you can discuss further later after the program. We'll be all around to talk with you. For now, any more questions, it becomes difficult to follow. If there's any more questions, we'll take them after the next chant now. So just like my spiritual master is inviting, that if you want to further understand his philosophy, you can discuss with us, and we have got many volumes of books, but you may not be very philosophically inclined, but anyone can experience Krishna and Krishna consciousness just by chanting this simple mantra, the names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And now, for concluding the formal part of the program, we're going to chant this Hare Krishna mantra and invite you all to join in and experience Krishna in the form of his name, this transcendental sound. Just chant Hare Krishna with us, and then afterward, if there are more questions or you want to see our literatures, we have so many books here, we can do that. But for now, please, for a few minutes, make an experiment in Krishna consciousness by chanting this mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, my God brothers will bring around a little bit of fruit to you, the prasadam, little fruit offered to Krishna. And up here in this class is a table of books and literatures. And if you have any interest in, you can come up. And there's also another book table, I think, set up in the back lobby there. We have a small, large books, simple things you can read to understand more about Krishna consciousness. You can chase a little prasadam. And for now, I think we'll have a little more kirtan. We'll just keep on chanting for a little while and invite you to join and chant some more. And then after the chant is finished, then you got any more questions, my God brothers will be here. Oh, yeah. We have a temple in Edinburgh. We haven't got one in Glasgow yet. That'll be coming up hopefully next year. But we have one at 14 Forest Road in Greyfriars part of Edinburgh, 14 Forest Road. You can visit that temple anytime in Edinburgh if you happen to be visiting Edinburgh. We invite everybody to come by. Hopefully sometime next year we'll have another temple here in Glasgow also. I think you'll like to have a temple here. So now we're going to have some more kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. If you have, on your way out, stop at the book table in the front or in the back and take some literature. And be sure you don't go before you have a little bit of fruit, prasadam, offered to Krishna. Somebody get some car calls. Come on. No joke. Car calls. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please start chanting. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant for a while. Come on, chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare